Paulette, Paulette, the purple dragonette. She flies through the skies in a big purple jet, breathing purple flames, playing dragon games. She mixes red and blue together every time she paints. I brought her to my house. My mom said, who is that? It's Paulette the Dragonette, and can we keep her for a pet? My mom didn't say no,
please.
But she didn't really say yes.
Please.
Paulette can stay for dinner, but please don't make a mess. Paulette, Paulette, the purple dragonette. She flies through the skies in a big purple jet, breathing purple flames, playing dragon games. She mixes red and blue together every time she paints. She likes to eat purple food, it's really very cute. Grapes and plums and blackberries, also passion fruit. Potatoes and asparagus, yes, it's really true. Eggplant and carrots and purple onions too. And for dessert, a cupcake with purple icing.
Ooh!
Paulette, Paulette, the purple dragonette. She flies through the skies in a big purple jet, breathing purple flames, playing dragon games. She mixes red and blue together every time she paints. Paulette, Paulette, the purple dragonette. I know it's time for you to go, and I'm so glad we met. She gave us all a hug and said, I'll see you soon. Then got into her purple jet and flew up to the moon. It was a purple moon. Back to her dragonette. I'll never forget Paulette. She'd make a perfect pet. Paulette, Paulette, the purple dragonette. I'll never forget Paulette, the purple dragonette. I'll never forget.
Paulette, the purple dragonette, is Laura Doherty right here on the Children's Hour, where we're learning about dragons. When you hear the word dragon, you might think of a giant, fire-breathing lizard with huge wings who loves gold. However, this is just one version of the dragon myth, made popular by the English poem Beowulf, written around 1000 AD. Dragons have been talked about in many different cultures across history, including ancient Mesopotamia, ancient China, medieval Europe, Australia, and throughout the Americas. Experts aren't sure why the myth of dragons came into being in these different countries separately. Mesopotamia, the area known as the Middle East today, is often thought to be the home of the earliest ancient civilization. In this ancient culture, they talked about a creature who could be a protector or an enemy. It was said to have four legs, scales, a long tongue, venomous fangs, and a snake head. In ancient China, dragons were described as snake-like creatures with three legs who act as guardians of water. Instead of fire, these dragons breathe clouds from their nostrils. The dragon was considered to be very wise, and it is still used as a symbol of luck in Chinese culture today. Ancient Japanese dragons also looked a bit like snakes, but were viewed very differently. The most famous dragon, Yamato no Orochi, was said to bring pain, sorrow, and destruction, and thought to roam the country eating young girls. An Indian text from over 3,000 years ago talks about a scary dragon called Vritra. Vritra had three heads and was determined to kill humans. According to myths, he would withhold rain to cause death from drought. He would eat cows, a sacred Hindu animal, and hide the sun. In ancient Greece, stories were told about a monster called the Hydra. The Hydra had nine heads and sharp fangs filled with venom. It was said that when one Hydra head was cut off, two more would grow in its place. Among the Aztec and Maya people in the Americas, the creator of the world was described as a god who looked like a mix between a bird and a rattlesnake. He was also the god of winds and rain and was worshipped to help crops grow. As we heard from Mary Mancusi, dragons are still popular, and in modern myths, sometimes there are friends. We're going to hear more about friendly dragons in a review of a book from a series that is beloved by kids. It's the How to Train Your Dragon series. That book review is coming right up. But first, this is Justin Roberts, right here on the Children's Hour.
Says way down,
way down.
She says way down,
way down.
Beneath every mat, I mean every mat, there's an ocean of sad, beneath
every mat,
and that ocean of sad. Invisible, but not forget to feel when I see that look in his eye. I can tell that he's going to try to let it slide. But all of us have gigantic feelings inside. We're all fire breathing dragons. Open your eyes, fire breathing dragons. We're all fire breathing dragons from the moment we rise.
From the Children's Hour with a book review on How to Train Your Dragon, Book 2, How to Be a Pirate by Christina Cal, published by Little Brown and Company. The main character in this book is named Hiccup. He lives in Hooligan Village, and one day he signs up to join a pirate training program. The teacher is named Gobber the Belch. Hiccup learns how to fight at sea and do other things that pirates do, like robbery and shouting. The people of Hooligan Village find a treasure map, so they all go to try to find it on the island filled with dragons. The dragons on the island cannot see, hear, or fly, but they have a very good sense of smell. The Vikings come across a lot of surprises, and the book ends with a cliffhanger. I think this is a good book because it has a lot of adventure and the people in the drawings look funny. I would give this book 5 green chilies out of 5 because it is the best book I've read so far.
The book series How to Train Your Dragons, book 2 is called How to Be a Pirate. It's written by Cressida Cowell and it's published by Little Brown and Company. You're listening to the Children's Hour. We're learning about dragons. This is Barry Coral from Anna and the Cupcakes right here on the Children's Hour.
Dragons come for dinner. He'll be here by 8. He likes corn and spiders and carrots and peas. Won't you give him something, please? He doesn't like candy. It's not good for strawberries and mac and cheese. Won't you give him something, please?
Here we go.
My dragon says, my dragon says, my dragon says, my dragon says, him at the door. Oh no, mama, that chair is way too small. Let's move the couch. My dragon can sit down on the floor.
Been listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and today we've been learning about dragons. Learn a lot more in our learning guide that you can bring into the classroom. It meets and cites educational standards. You can find it at childrenshour.org. Look for dragons. We're going to go out with one more. This is Donna and Andy. We'll catch you next time for another edition of the Children's Hour.
I have a dragon, and his name is Ed. Sleeps in the space at the foot of my bed. He follows along wherever I go by. He keeps himself invisible so no one will know.
He's Ed the Invisible Dragon. He's Ed the Invisible Dragon. He's Ed the Invisible Dragon.
after school and I'm looking for a snack. It's all I can do to hold them back. And when the kitchen's in a mess and Mom has a fit, I look at Ed and shrug and say, I didn't do it. It was Ed the Invisible Dragon. It was Ed. A bat and a ball. A lamp gets smashed, but it's not my fault at all. It was Ed who knocked it down with his pointy, pointy tail. And no one seems to listen when I begin to wail.
It was Ed the Invisible Dragon. It was Ed the
break, and you've taken all the blame that you can take. You might try looking at the foot of your bed. Don't be surprised if there you find Invisible Ed.
He's Ed the Invisible Dragon. He's Ed the Invisible Dragon. He's Ed the Invisible Dragon. Oh, Ed in the Dragon Guard.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, playlists, learning guides, and activities for every episode at childrenshour.org.
Today's episode was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with help from Mackenzie Gronke, and production help from Gus Tafoya, Sarah Gabrielli, and Daniel Lentz. The show was recorded at Outpost Performance Space in Albuquerque by Chad Shear. Amber Scheel writes our learning guides, and you can find this one at childrenshour.org. Look for dragons.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American radio network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.